This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A grand jury in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky has indicted a single police officer for shooting into neighboring apartments in connection with the death of Black medic Breonna Taylor during a police raid the night of March 13th. A grand jury announced Wednesday white officer Brett Hankinson, who had already been fired by the Louisville Police Department for violating procedure, was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment. They conclude the shots he fired went into the apartment next door to Taylor's and endangered 3 people living there. Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who is a Black Republican, said at a news conference, quote, "There is no doubt that this is a gut-wrenching emotional case, end quote. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher, a white Democrat, shortly before the announcement, urged, quote, "everybody to choose peaceful and lawful protest," end quote. On Capitol Hill, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says there are 3, almost 4 possible coronavirus vaccines that have reached stage 3 development. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Hopes are high for a vaccine, but Fauci says there are no guarantees.
As these trials go on, we predict that sometime by the end of this year, let's say November or December, we will know whether or not these are safe and effective.
President Trump wants a faster timeline. FDA Director Dr. Stephen Hahn says when there is a vaccine, it will be safe.
FDA will not authorize or approve a vaccine that we would not feel comfortable giving to our families.
Hahn says politics will not be a factor.
I will fight for science, Mr. Chairman. I will fight for the integrity of the agency, and I will put the interests of the American people before anything else.
President Trump tweeted a link to news about a new Johnson & Johnson vaccine study and said the FDA must move quickly. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. The governor of Brazil's Sao Paulo state said Wednesday the state is likely to start immunizing its population with China's Sinovac vaccine for COVID-19 in mid-December, pending regulatory approval. Brazil has the 3rd highest number of cases of coronavirus in the world, leading the vaccine makers to seek out South America's largest country to test their candidates. Sao Paulo is one of the sites of phase 3 clinical trials for the Sinovac vaccine conducted by the state's Butantan Institute, a leading biomedical research center. The governor told a news conference 5 million doses of the vaccine are expected to arrive in Sao Paulo in October. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko claimed the formal beginning of a 6th presidential term in office Wednesday. The disputed president held an inauguration ceremony in defiance of mass demonstrations demanding an end to his 26-year rule. Lukashenko insists he won the August 9th election in a landslide, despite widespread claims at home and abroad that the vote was heavily rigged to keep him in power. The president said Wednesday at the ceremony, quote, "We didn't simply choose a president. We defended our values, our peaceful life, our sovereignty, and our independence," end quote. The same day of the inauguration, Russian paratroopers parachuted into Belarus for joint military drills, according to the Ministry of Defense. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was discharged Wednesday from a Berlin hospital, his release raising the prospect of his eventual return to Russia little more than a month after falling ill from a poisoning attack that has strained already difficult Russia-West relations. Navalny spent much of the past 32 days in Germany in an artificially induced coma and under heavy police protection. A statement from the hospital treating him read his condition had improved enough for him to be discharged and that doctors believe he will make a full recovery. The European Union is determined to get a Brexit deal with Britain. EU's chief negotiator says it will be firm and realistic with London, especially after Prime Minister Boris Johnson decided to break the divorce agreement. The UK left the EU in January, but remains a member in all but name until the end of the year. It is then hoped to have clinched a free trade deal with the bloc. The United States is saying goodbye to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg Wednesday. Ginsburg's casket arrived at the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. for a private ceremony attended by her family and her fellow justices. The casket was then moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose for public viewing until Thursday. Ginsburg died Friday at the age of 87 of metastatic pancreatic cancer. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.